There was a man who went viral for creating a song all based on the text messages that his pregnant wife sent to him. Went viral. It was very catchy. It was like very emo. And it was things like,
I have a little bit of
my back hurts. Oh, perfect.
I feel like death. I'm so tired. Have a headache. And I think I'm hungry, but I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So then we thought, well, let's just make some text messages that for real text messages that we send each other and set it to song as well. So Jared took text messages that I sent to him and made a rap out of it.
I'm very slow moving today. I'm pretty sure my stomach is falling out of my body. Might not be back up for traffic. Grateful for the toilet time.
Real just text.
Now.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like the whole thing's about her using the bathroom basically and her husband throwing up.
I think the first one, now that I hear it, I think the first one, when the girl spoke, it was the girl's text. And when the guy spoke, it was the guy text, correct? I think so.
Well, you can pick male or female.
But there was two different voices in that first one. It was the guy and then the girl. Try it again, Jared.
I thought it was just the girl's text.
I feel
there's
like
a guy.
That's a girl.
It's a girl. It's a girl.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the whole time, same one.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh, now I hear the girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same one.
It's just all, yeah.
Yeah.
To me, very Avril Lavigne.
Very.
Well, that sounded to me why I thought it was a guy's voice. It sounded like All American Rejects.
I could hear that too.
Oh, yeah. I think
it was emo pop rock or something.
Yeah.
So Matt, you took real text messages.
Actual text messages from Jared. And I know Jared's a big fan of rap. So I thought, let's go with rap. And I expected something, you know, pretty like upbeat. And they just, I guess the program looked at the text message and said, this is a man going through it.
We're gonna
make it sound like this guy's going through it.
Uh-oh. And this is just text just between me and you.
Just between you and I.
Okay.
These are all text messages that you have sent
me.
Okay.
All right. Didn't even know this is happening today.
You're
That's
nervous,
fine.
Aren't you?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. It's been a minute. Any chance you get the mixed griddle and whatever you want. Please, thank you.
Oh, McDonald's, yeah.
Yep.
Due to my stressful court date today, can you please stop by and get the usual from McDonald's? I really appreciate it. Might be my last meal on the outside, Langlois.
I didn't say
McGriddle is, you can.
The griddle, boy.
I will be forever grateful for a McGriddle and a DDP if you have time and time. I understand. Thank you. I'd be so grateful for a McGriddle. McGriddle, if possible. Whatever you want. McGriddle, if you can. Thanks, bro. I'm assuming too late for McDonald's. Bacon, egg, and cheese, McGriddle, please. For my belated birthday, Lyle, and a DDP, no ice, and whatever you want. God bless you, my bust.
That's my heart condition.
If you found a McGriddle, I won't be mad at you.
McGriddle, if you can, with that D.
I think that
that's hilarious.
To put it in some context, so listeners know, this is Jared's text when Matt's on his way to stop at McDonald's.
Uh-huh. Yes, he has in later than Jared.
Yes, and there's no McDonald's open on the way. The way I come to work, and it makes me so mad because like I know at 4 a.m. I want a McGriddle,
and you know the ones that are open, but they're not near you.
They're not near me. Yeah. And one time I remember being late for work because I was like, I have to go. I think Matt was out. I was like, I have to go today and go get it. And so but at least you here and there, I go,
please,
please, uh-huh. And I always say, get whatever you want.
That is
he
very
used to
nice.
Get it before he started losing weight. He used to get one.
Yeah,
thing.
I'd get something,
like a little hash brown. Or whatever.
I don't think Jared, you should do one of our text messages.
No, they shouldn't.
I think Katie would have a heart attack and do some kind of a feministic march.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Because here's what I say. Revenge is real.
I don't think it'd be about you.
No, it better not be. It's not about
you. I think it's the content you wouldn't
like.
It's
the content.
But somehow, I know that you would be referring to me and quote-unquote, my people.
Like, oh, Katie's. Yeah, yeah, right. That's true.
Yeah, that checks
out. Be the Fox News rap, and you're like, nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like 100%.
So we're going to continue to do these, and we've been texting each other for 20 years, so there's plenty of texts to go back on.
I only went back to February.
It's all about McGriddles.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, yeah, that's it. That's how many times he's asked since February.
Yeah. What if, Jared, you take you do a text message AI version, but you put each voice different, so it shows the different people chiming in, because it's going to be so busy. Josie's on it. Katie, me.
If we did a group text rap, we'd have to change the voices.
I think you can like screenshot it and maybe assign different voices to different people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Matt, you're probably not going to be on it. You really respond.
Yeah.
Although I haven't responded much either.
No. Did you put yourself back on our group?
I was added back on by Josie, I think.
I think she said, if we suffer, you suffer.
I do think that was the first text I got back into. On.
You're like, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
no, that's okay. Funny. That made me laugh.
I kind of got out of it because Katie was being political.
No.
You are way more political on that. Go read them. You are way more
political.
You
have become.
I have.
You have become.
What I have more. Become is because you two, Jason and Jared, are so political all the time that now I'm just retaliating.
But
now
I don't do it on the text. We don't do it on the text.
I don't do it in the group.
Jared will respond to what you said politically.
And then it turns into something.
Yeah.
I just don't respond because I'm like, Katie will never change her wrong ways.
Oh, please, you're right. And you will never change your wrong ways. So there.
No, I just don't think I'm going to change your mind. And just so.
I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm not trying to change anybody's
mind. Then
why
post it?
Why do you post anything you post?
I don't anymore.
It's sharing information.
I don't post it anymore. You even make a comment, and I'm just like, how dare her? She's so political.
You're getting mad at me for something you used to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not fair.
I try to learn from you and be the best and not do that anymore.
I am the best, Jason. Thank you so much.
The best of not reacting. And now all of a sudden, Katie has become political. And the more she posts, the more I see how erratic she is.
Erratic.
That's how I say it.
That's erratic. That's erratic in Iran.
Yeah.
Erratic.
Okay.
No. So you can see we're going to have plenty of content from our text.
And
we
could
do a country version. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Country version. You know, bluegrass. It could be anything, really.
Yeah. You could one thing that might be funny, really funny, is getting a text between Landon and myself.
Ooh. Oh, we can do all of that.
Oh,
that would
my
be
gosh.
Good. That would be good.
As I long as he doesn't get mad.
We could do a whole week of texts from our exes. Yeah.
I don't text with my ex, so it would just be you.
It would just be me.
It would just be
Jared.
It would just be you.
It would be just a lot of bleeping. No.
Yeah.
And then, but if we can do the upgraded version, if we can, we can put our voices in there.
You'd use something else.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we could put our voices in there, and then it actually could be us rapping and singing it. We got to test that out first.
Yeah.
With the whole AI.
The AI thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was very pleased with how this one turned out.
Yes.
I felt like it needed to be like that emotional hip-hop.
It was
perfect.
That was great.
You're
I loved
saying,
it.
Jared, that we can somehow get recordings of each of us, how our voices are, and then it puts it together, it'll sound actually like me, you, Matt,
it
Katie.
Should.
That's what it claims on the
Ooh.
App.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. It says record your voice here and we can make you the artist.
Which is scary.
Oh yeah.
If you think about it, because I could very easily put something in there that you didn't say.
Oh, I know.
Be like, yes, they did. Take a listen.
Yeah.
Ooh, that makes a great 6-step ahead scheme.
Uh-huh.
Because you could have it say some messed up stuff and like, this is what I might have to do it to Jared today. This is what he's saying to me.
Uh-huh. It'd be like, here's the proof.
And then I screenshot our actual conversation. I'm like, liars. But then
he deleted it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he changed it. He modified it. He AI'd it.